Well, we're going to talk Prairie Rose Lake this morning because there's so much to talk about. Brian Hayes is in with us this morning, wildlife fisheries biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
We're going to talk a little bit about a project that you've been spending a lot of time on here over the last few years. I know folks from a visible standpoint are going to say, wow, it's really come together fast. It takes a lot longer to drain and refill a lake than just what meets the eye.
Yeah, this has been a really exciting project for us. Just from the beginning, Prairie Rose and the impairments, the algae growth, and then the resulting subpar fish population that we had there. Didn't have a lot of fishing activity there. So we started from the ground up, to basically redo that lake. And we're going to make it a whole lot better for the people here in Iowa and better fishing. And that's what I look forward to.
You know, a lake is not a bathtub. You can't just pull the plug, watch it drain, and then just refill it and go from there. It's a lot more complicated than that. But how does it actually start? Do you guys monitor all the different lakes and the properties around the state as to what their quality is and where they are in their development?
Well, in the state, every year we produce a report of the water quality in the lakes, and we're monitoring that constantly. And when a lake starts to struggle, it ends up on what's called the impaired waters list. In the case of Prairie Rose, the impairment there was excess nutrients and the resulting nuisance algae blooms that turn the water really green every summer. That's not good for the fish population, and that's not good for the people that want to come and use the beach and just enjoy the park. So when it gets on that impaired waters list, then we start looking for a fix. In Prairie Rose, we started back in 2008. We partnered with the Natural Resource Conservation Commission, which is more, people are more familiar with the term the Soil Conservation Service there in Shelby County. We partnered with them, and they started working in the watershed. So in 3 years working in the watershed, they did a ton of work. A lot of terraces were rebuilt. Reducing this sediment and nutrient delivery to the lake by an estimated 60%. And that's what's going to help, clean up the lake and improve that water quality and allow us to develop a really high-quality fish population.
You know, Brian, when you think about it, you're draining, you're refilling, restocking. Gee whiz. To those of us who really don't know that much about it, would we be shocked how different each one of these projects is?
Oh, yeah, they're totally different. All our lakes are different. A lot of it has to do with differences in the watershed. And by the watershed, I mean that's the land around the lake where the water's coming from. In Iowa, most of that's ag land. Prairie Rose has a fairly steep watershed. Mm-hmm. What a fisheries biologist always looks at is the watershed to lake ratio. How many acres of watershed do you have for every acre of lake? Prairie Rose is about 22 to 1. By contrast, Lake Anita, here's 13 to 1. A lot smaller watershed, not as steep. We spent 3 years trying to refill Lake Anita after that 2003 renovation. Prairie Rose is coming back really nicely, and with the wet spring we're having, we could very well be full here by the middle of the summer. The gate was closed, and the refilling process actually started last fall. But with drought conditions, we didn't catch any water last fall. But we started catching water this spring, and it's filling really nicely. And this is the way you want to fill them, kind of in stages and kind of gradually. Prairie Rose currently is about 4 feet short of being full. And so that gives us, adequate water to start doing things like stocking fish. Another couple weeks of wet weather like we had last week, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see water start running over the top of that spillway.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of people would like to have the kind of luck playing the lottery that you have refilling Prairie Rose. I mean, it's dry when you're trying to drain it. It's so wet when you're trying to refill it. You couldn't wave a magic wand and really get better conditions for that particular project.
It worked out perfectly. The year we wanted it dry, the year we were working in the lake basin, we had a drought, and we turn around and want to refill it, and then we have one of the wettest springs or the wettest May in on record here in Iowa. So I'd like to think I had something to do with that, but maybe I should have bought a lottery ticket.
Well, aside from the, you know, the cleanliness, the difference in the quality of the water and the surround, are there things that people will notice that are different who come back to use the lake again?
Well, I think they're going to notice the water being clearer. You know, the people that are out there fishing, they're going to see some new fish habitat and have some new places to fish that they didn't have before. The construction, as far as completing the project, we still have quite a bit of dredging on the docket starting next year. We need a full lake to dredge. And so we'll start dredging next week, and then people will notice a deeper lake. That increased depth will, you know, benefit that water quality we're talking about. We've also built a few wetlands around it that weren't there before. Again, just another way to improve that water, basically trap sediment and nutrients before they get to the lake in a wetland situation. So those are new to people. But boy, if you get up there, you'll be amazed at the clarity of the water, even as wet as it's been and as quick as it's refilling. The water looks really good. I introduced a couple hundred adult largemouth bass this spring with the idea that they're going to spawn in there and give us a bunch of little bass. And then we've added some bluegills to the lake, and those fish should be doing really good given the clarity of the water in there.
So you took an opportunity while you had this drain to be able to add some new fish habitat under there too? What kind of stuff did you put in there?
Well, we built some rock reefs. We built four of them. Mm-hmm. And these are, they come up within 4 feet of the surface. They're 300 feet long. We put riprap on the side and then pea gravel substrate on top of them. Just attracts those nest building fish like bluegills and crappies and bass. People that are familiar with fishing Lake Anita that will recognize those reefs over there. They're great places to fish. So we've added four of those to Prairie Rose. And then something that's really inexpensive to do is you bring cedar trees in there to provide brush piles, cover for fish, concentrate fish, give people places to fish. And then we also stabilized a bunch of the eroding shoreline. So we added rock. That's good fish habitat as well. But I think you'll really enjoy those rock reefs if you get on top of them during the spawning season, which is typically May and June, and fish those bluegills and crappies off the top of those reefs.
People are going to find some favorite spots.
Yeah, I've got them marked. When I was up at Prairie Rose last week, those reefs are about ready to go underwater, so it's your last chance to get up there and see them. Maybe too late already, but... If you didn't get a chance to get up there and see them, you know, we've got them marked on a map. We provide coordinates to people. We provide those maps to people. It's available either through our office or through the internet, iowadnr.gov. But yeah, you'll want to look up that new fish habitat. You know, the fish we've got started in there, you know, if we're kind of looking ahead, it's going to be 2015 before we really have a fishable population in there. So we're going to have to be a little patient.
It's tough to ask people to be patient, but probably not as patient as they've had to be with some other projects in different places around the state that have cultivated a little bit more slowly. But do you see people up there now? Can people use the facilities for different types of things yet, or is it kind of still off limits?
Yeah, the park's totally open. You know, the campground remained open through the renovation project, even though last year's campers didn't have a lake to look at. This year, you know, there is water to look at. So the campground's open, all the picnic facilities are open. The park manager was talking about putting the ropes out in the beach. You know, we're getting close enough to having enough water on the beach. The beach should be open by the time the water gets warm enough to swim. So things are moving along, and we don't close it to fishing, but, you know, trust me, there's not a fishable population in there. The 200 adult bass I stocked in there amounts to one fish per acre. And
could be hard to find them.
it might be like musky fishing, the fish of 1,000 casts.
Well, so this project goes so well. They put you in charge of this project. It goes so well. You got a great promotion out of this then, right?
I get a pat on the back, you know, but my enjoyment will be, or my, you know, I guess reward is, you know, when we put Prairie Rose back on the map as a go-to spot here in Southwest Iowa, You know, that it's kind of sat in the background. Some of more popular lakes like Anita and 12 Mile and 3 Mile down at Creston. So when we start talking about fishing at Prairie Rose in the same context as we're talking about those other lakes, that'll be a reward enough.
Yeah, like I say, for folks who don't know or pay that much attention to those details and things, you think it's a hole in the ground with water. I mean, what could go wrong? A lot over a period of time. And, you know, things just don't last forever unless they're well taken care of. And it's nice to be able to see this bounce back and be able to be enjoyed by thousands over the next several years.
When if you think about these lakes, Prairie Rose, for example, was built in 1960. So it's 53 years old. And it was basically time for a major renovation, time to do that dredging and clean house. So they need to be taken care of. That's where that State of Iowa Lake Restoration Program has really ramped up our ability to do these projects. This is money allocated by the legislature, you know, through the governor's office, to the tune of about $6 to $8 million a year. Allows us to, you know, focus on a resource and do everything that needs to be done. You know, before we had that fund, just using hunting and fishing license dollars, you know, we could spend $150,000 on one project, but we couldn't focus $3 or $4 million on a lake like Prairie Rose like we did. So that, you know, that program is really vital to taking care of these lakes.
So many people use these facilities too, not just locals, but folks that come from distance to spend their money here. So they're important to the ongoing enjoyment of a lot of folks around the Midwest.
They are, and Prairie Rose is situated, you know, about halfway between Des Moines and Omaha. We potentially could draw a bunch of people there.
You bet. So the word needs to get out. Spread the word. Tell your friends.
It will. When the crappies and bluegill start biting and the bass fishing's improved, the word will spread, at least amongst the fishermen.
Yeah, maybe. They might keep it to themselves. You never know. When you find that honey hole, you don't want to share it with too many people. Very good. Brian, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much, and continued success with the work.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me.